First and 10 for Riverside at their own 31. Shotgun snap. Handoff goes to Molt, running to the left side. Oh. Fumbles the ball. Loose in the backfield, diving for it. And Molt just able to get it back. But that came flying out backwards. Robinson was in the area, but he was on the ground, had to get up and try for it, and Molt was able to dive on it, but it goes back to the 25-yard line for a loss of six.
You know, big play for Sandhill Sedford, but actually a big play for Riverside, because when you're down 12 points in the first half against a very explosive team, you got to keep the ball as much as you can.
So second and 16 for Riverside at their own 25. Shotgun set. Diesner takes the snap, pitches it right side to Molt, bobbled it a little bit, but able to hold on, and he gets a yard and nothing more. Aaron Hall on the stop. It'll be third down and long.
This will be the longest play from scrimmage that we've had to call. You know, nobody's really been backed up much in this game, so third and 15. We'll see what kind of arm that we have here.
We've had no penalties so far other than kickoffs going out of bounds.
All right, you just set us up for a holding call right here.
6:35 left in the second quarter, 30-18 Sandhill Sedford lead. Riverside has third and 15 at their own 26-yard line.
Let's see if you get the announcer curse here.
Shotgun set, two receivers to the left. Diesner looking to throw, backing up. It's a screen. Dumped it off to Mold at the 25. Makes a couple guys miss to the 30, 35, 40. He's off to the far sideline, 30, 25, 20. Pushed out of bounds. And a big play for Jack Mold on the screen all the way up to about the 20-yard line of Sandhills Thetford. That is a 34-yard gain.
Great call by Riverside. Sandhills Thetford knew an obvious passing situation, so they kind of laid their ears back and was after that quarterback. Well, you got to forget about that screen pass right there. And once the pass was complete, there was a lot of green grass for Molt.
First and 10 for Riverside at the Sandhill Sedford 21. Shotgun set, two receivers to the left. Diesner running to the left side. And across the 20, fighting ahead for extra yardage, gets up to about the 14-yard line for a gain of 7.
You know, Diesner, the quarterback, the backup quarterback that came in, only 155 pounds, pretty tall, pretty lanky, but pretty tough running right there. Good inside the tackle, 6-yard spinning, turning, running, churning. That's what they needed.
So second down and about 4 from the 14-yard line. Is Riverside taking a little extra time here? Now they come up to the line on second down. Diesner in the gun, Molt standing to his right. And Diesner keeps it, run to the right, nothing there. Comes back to the middle, and Rabu gets him down. After a gain of only a yard or two, it'll be third down and about 2 to go near the 12-yard line.
Rabu in there, Zutvert in there, good magpie pursuit, Hall and company in there as well. Here we go. We know it's fourth down territory. It's third and, what do you call that, about 2 inside, about a yard and a half probably. Riverside, though, they have to have it.
Both teams have scored on every possession so far. The big difference is that Sandhill Sedford has been able to convert on their two-point attempts. Shotgun set for Riverside. Molt to the right of the quarterback, Diesner. A direct snap to Molt, and he is taken down immediately by Kyle Cox back at the 15-yard line for a loss of 3. They telegraphed that a little too much as Molt had his hands out the way a quarterback would.
Yep.
You could tell it was going to be a direct snap.
And we forget so much about, we talk so much about Kyle Cox on offense and his ability on quarterback. I'm telling you what, he's equally, he's an all-state caliber safety as well. He's so heady. He, whether it's pursuit like that or one-on-one coverage against a receiver or just hanging back there trying to pick a pass off, he is just, he's the best player in Class D2.
So fourth and 4 at the 15. This would be huge if Sandhill Sedford can get a stop. Shotgun set. Diesner looking to throw.
Wide open.
Going deep to the right side. All alone is Berger in the back right corner of the end zone for a 15-yard touchdown. Knights didn't really bring any pressure, but Berger was still able to get behind the defense.
They didn't bring any pressure, but Diesner did a good job of kind of looking off to his left and kind of freezing the linebackers and safety, then throwing cross field deep into the right side of the Sandhill-Fenford Knight end zone, so they needed that touchdown, did Riverside. They need this two-point as well.
Shotgun set on the two-point attempt. Diesner looking to throw. Pulls it back, now under pressure, scrambling to his right, gets away from Hall, still buying time, and he slips, and the two-point conversion fails. That time, great coverage by Sandhills Stedford, and yep. With 3:50 left in the first half, the Knights lead Riverside 30-24. This is playoff football on KBEAR 92.3. 3:50 left in the first half, Sandhills Stedford in front of Riverside 30-24 after Diesner finds Nicholas Berger for a 15-yard touchdown. Ground ball kick fielded near the 25 by Sandhills Stedford over the 30 to the 35. Big hit at the end of the play taken by Carter Anderson. And Sandhills Stedford will start at about their own 37-yard line.
Still a good heady play by Carter Anderson, just a freshman. We know he's a pretty good athlete, and the future of Sandhills Stedford Knights looks really, really good. Obviously, the senior class is won a lot of games, but the cupboard is not dry, I can tell you that.
So first and 10, Sandhills Stedford at their own 38. So Cox at shotgun depth. Robinson and Cooksley split in front of him. Run into the right side. Comes back to the middle. Cross 40. 35, 30, and he's gone. Kyle Cox, another one. 42 yards to the house.
Three guys had a chance at Kyle Cox, and he is eel-like slippery. Kind of what they did last week, only it took a little longer. Last week against Axtell, it was a game in the first quarter. Here we go towards the tail end of the second quarter. Is that the play that blows this game open? We'll find out.